This is Ethan Kruger for WCRA and WCRC. Today I'm talking to Paul Gutman from Legacy Harley-Davidson and Mark Mayhood of Northside Ford. How are you guys doing today?
Awesome. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great. Now, the weather couldn't be better.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you guys have a really cool event that you are organizing downtown tomorrow, the Effingham Downtown Cruise Night, which I believe is kind of, it's a bit of a tradition in town that you guys are bringing back, so let's talk about that.
I'm probably the only one old enough to remember, at least from Effingham anyway, so, yeah, unfortunately. Paul, you're old enough, you just weren't here when we were doing it, so back in the 60s and 70s. I remember doing it in the 70s, not the 60s. 70s and 80s I did it, so, yes, it was. It's a lot of fun. It's a... We used to go from all the way down Fayette by AutoZone all the way out to near where the Cruisers actually restaurant is. It was back in the boy. That was the Fisher's High Boy, which we're going to bring back their sandwiches at the cruise. But this year, and both ways, so this year we're going to do the from IGA to the courthouse, basically.
Now, what exactly happens at the cruise night? I'm guessing that motor vehicles are involved in some way, shape, or form.
Lots of them, right, Paul?
Absolutely. We'll have cars going up and down Jefferson Avenue in both directions through downtown, so the one-way street won't exist. You'll get to kind of wave to your friends as you pass them in their custom cruiser and your custom cruiser.
Used to back up a long ways for being able to see. You have to sit and wait. So this time we're going to be able to do a little shorter, little route. Should go pretty smooth. We've got a great turnaround route. Plus, we're going to have the side streets blocked off, and that's where we're going to have not only the guys cruising, but you'll be able to sit and watch also. But we're also going to have, I think we've got one of the, Glass Pack car group?
From Class Pack
from Neoga. They're going to be there with, I believe, some cars. All the participants are going to have displays. Paul's going to have a bunch of motorcycles. We're going to have displays. I know Geckner's is going to have a few there, along with, I think, maybe a Jeep Club. So there'll be a lot of them just parked that they can stop and visit and walk the streets if they don't want to drive and just watch them. They'll be able to do that like a big parade, for a four-hour parade maybe. So it should be a lot of fun. Going to be a few giveaways, food. Should be a great night. Just bring back a little nostalgia. So we're looking forward to seeing what it does.
And now, of course, this event is not just for car lovers. It's for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Food lovers, too. I mean, you're going to have, the old Fisher's High Boy. I don't know. I think we're only going to have 500, so you want to get there early is what I've heard. There's only 500 available. So, and then IGA is going to have some food, plus all the downtown merchants, Joe's, the pizza places, they're all going to have their food out there also. So it'll be a great night. Hopefully, Paul, we put you in charge of the weather again, so.
Thanks. Appreciate that. We've been very successful with Thursday Thunder for the last 7 years, and the group that's sponsoring this is probably primarily the Thursday Thunder group. We do want to stress that it is a family-friendly event. You know, even if you want to bring the old Woody station wagon, family station wagon, and cruise up and down the street, that would be welcome. I do want to point out there's plenty of parking north of Washington on any street for public parking. Also, Section Avenue will have parking available, and then any of the city buildings. Over by the city building, Effingham or Fifth Third Bank would probably have some parking available. Behind the library, that would be a great place to park. Just point that out for people so that they know where to park and know where to go while they're here. We do want to make sure, again, it's family-friendly. We want to be safe, so that means no burnouts. No,
gosh, darn, Paul, that was my favorite, though, you know?
Oh, well, I know we all enjoy doing it, but we got to be safe.
Yep.
We got to be safe. So no burnouts, no wheelies on your motorcycles, anything like that. Basically, no recklessness, what we're trying to avoid. Out in front of Village Wine Shop, there will be a beer garden and a live band. Jed Adams will be out there playing. So all around, all downtown, this is just going to be one fun-filled event.
Yeah, I think we've got a DJ at the other end of the courthouse, and that's where they're, I think, near the courthouse where they're going to have the Fisher's High Boys type sandwiches, IGA health food. And that's a great route with the one-way disappearing and being able to go both ways. So
Make sure you get down there, too, and register, because we will be giving away a lot of door prizes. We've got tickets for an upcoming concert out at Mid-America. We've got oil changes for cars. We got oil changes and gift certificates for motorcycles, amongst a whole bunch of other things. Some Yeti product, I understand. So you want to get down there and get registered.
Yep, it'll be a great night. Like I said, family friendly. It don't have to be old car. Just come down, cruise, see your neighbors and your friends. It doesn't have to be old or nothing like that as far as car goes, a classic or anything like that. You can come down in your brand new pickup truck if you want to, and great nights. Swing by, honk at us, and we'll have some great displays out there. Paul's going to have all kinds of motorcycles out there. I want to mention our all of our sponsors. I don't have that in front of me, so forgive me, but Schulteis Garage is new to our Thursday Thunder group for downtown. They're going to have some old classics. We're going to turn right by them, and they'll have a display downtown also. And then CW Motorsports, Northside Ford, Geckner Brothers, all with displays, I believe. Who am I forgetting? Your Paul's going to have motorcycles there. Who else, Paul?
The Car Corral, yep. Village Wine and Gifts, the Benuti Clinic. Kerner's Distributing has helped us out a lot through all of the Thursday Thunders, and we owe them a high debt of gratitude.
So, yeah, lots of displays. Streets are going to be closed off. We'll have the displays off of the side streets on 4th, 5th, and right there in front of the Village Wine Shop. That's going to be kind of the center of everything, along with the courthouse. So be a great night for family fun. Like I said, hopefully we'll have great weather and lots of turnout. 6 to 10 o'clock we will be there from is what's going to be. It'll have to start going the right direction about 10. So hopefully, like I said, bring your lawn chair and just watch everybody go past, too, if you don't have don't want to cruise and get in the traffic jam.
We also have dash plaques for the first 300 cars that come and commemorate the event. So you want to be one of the first ones down there to get your dash plaque.
Yep, that'd be awesome. I've already got some of those. I should have brought one to give you.
Well, you know, cruise early, cruise often, right?
It'll be a lot of fun.
Exactly.
All righty, fellas, if someone wants more information about the event tomorrow, where can they go to find it?
Oh, golly. Paul at Legacy, myself at Northside, Travis at Geckner Brothers, Boris or Robin at Village Wine Shop. Any of the sponsors, they have a little bit of information. Those four or five particular have been very instrumental in getting it going. So, again, it's the Thursday Thunder Group downtown, so come and enjoy.
And that's tomorrow night from 6 to 10, downtown Effingham. Sounds like a blast. Guys, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks.